If you're an agreeable person, and that means you're fundamentally compassionate and caring, you don't like conflict, you like to put other people at ease, you're likely to go along to get along. Now, the problem with being a caring person is that, of that sort, an agreeable person, is that you don't like conflict, you're going to always assume the best of others, and it's going to be difficult for you to say no when you need to say no. And what no means, by the way, just so that everyone who is listening is clear, no, when you say it to someone, means if you don't stop doing that, something you do not like will happen to you with 100% certainty. That's what no means if you dare utter it. It's useful to develop that side of your character too, the part that can bite back when bitten. Not more than necessary, but certainly not less than necessary.
We leveled up one of our major funnels and it rapidly increased the conversion rate.
He thinks, he puts his heart into what he does to be able to deliver.
You know, you and Macy, both super sharp, man. And that's one of the biggest pleasures of working together. You guys are like diamonds, you know, very hard to come across in the digital world.
Best looking profile on Upwork for ClickFunnels. I'm like,
appreciate this guy
is the best. Like, this is the guy I need.
He's so thorough with his work. He shows you what he's done, why he did it that way, how to access things. I just so trust him.
Yeah, really, really into the detail and cannot recommend him highly enough. Buddy, thank you. Thank you like for everything you've done. Love working with you.
Nothing but the podcast. Season two. With your host.
Jameer Angelo.
Sage by the flex.
Welcome to the podcast. It's Jameer Angelo, your host for Nothing But Up, the podcast. And I'm coming to you live from a simple home office in the province of South Cotabato. You're tuned in today to season 2, episode 16. And today is Friday, May 17th. And we're back at it again with another episode that will help you stop people pleasing. And today's episode will help you find out how people pleasing hurts your business and what to do about it. And guys, when I say people pleaser, what I mean is a person who sacrifices their own best interests and prioritizes making others happy. Being so afraid to assert yourself in your business. But guys, I mean, before we dive into today's episode, let's check out some stuff here. One second. So, as always, I'd like to throw some love to our listeners and new podcast subscribers. Shout out to Kena Kiza Somblingo from Coronadal City. Thanks for subscribing. I appreciate you for that. And also, shout out to Hannah Fabregas Tuazon from here, locally, from Libertad Sorala. Thank you for hanging out with us last time. And finally, shout out to John Roland Soriano, also from Libertad Sorala. I appreciate you spending time with us and for subscribing to our podcast. And of course, if you haven't subscribed yet, go hit the subscribe button. Catch us on Spotify and search for Nothing But Up, the podcast. And also watch all of our episodes on YouTube. Try to search Funnel Expert PH and you'd be able to see all of our episodes there. And we will be happy to serve you, and we are thrilled to absolutely have you. So now, why people pleasing is bad for your business. So today, I want to discuss a topic that resonates with many of us in the business world, the tendency to be a people pleaser. While being accommodating and considerate are, you know, needed traits, there is a fine, thin line between excellent customer service and compromising your business integrity and success. My goal today here is to help you understand this distinction and provide you with, you know, some actionable strategies to reclaim your business's direction and profitability. Now, what is people pleasing in business? So, in a business context, people pleasing involves prioritizing clients' demands over the best interests of your company. And it can also manifest as overcommitting resources, underpricing your services, constantly bending your company policies, and avoiding necessary conflicts. But I guess the question remains, why do businesses become people pleasers? Well, let's go dive deeply into that. Okay, so for one, it is the fear of losing clients. Now, the fear that saying no will drive clients away can push business to accommodate every request. I know that it can be overwhelming, guys, but setting clear boundaries and policies can actually help us in the long run. And when we define what services we offer and clearly communicate our terms upfront, clients will most likely respect our professionalism. And it is very important to focus on our ideal clients, those who truly value our work and are willing to pay for the quality that we deliver. Now, when we have to say no to a request, let's explain why it's in the client's best interest for us saying no and offer alternatives instead. Referring them to maybe a trusted partner will show that we care about their needs and maintain their trust. And additionally, guys, by delivering exceptional service to our current clients, we're kind of like building a strong relationship, and we can both benefit from, you know, referrals that we can put out there, reducing our dependence on any single client, if that makes sense. We can also invest in marketing and business development to keep a steady stream of potential clients as well. And guys, I mean, embracing a growth mindset will help us see that saying no sometimes opens the door to better opportunities. And this way, we can assure our business thrives while maintaining our integrity and, most importantly, our sanity. Now, it's totally cool to overdeliver, but as what I've said, you've got to say no when what your clients are asking is way beyond your scope. Now, second reason, why businesses tend to bend rules and become people pleasers. That's because of competitive pressure. You see, in a saturated market, businesses may feel the need to go above and beyond to, you know, kind of like separate themselves from competitors. And quite honestly, I couldn't blame them because, I mean, for most business owners, to say the least, because in today's saturated market, guys, businesses often feel immense competitive pressure. And this pressure can drive companies to go above and beyond and to try and stand out from the crowd. However, this eagerness to please can sometimes lead to becoming a people pleaser, which is unsustainable and can dilute a company's unique value proposition. So instead of constantly bending to meet every demand, businesses should focus on their core strengths and what truly differentiates them from competitors. Now, to avoid becoming people pleasers, companies should establish clear boundaries and priorities. Now, it is a must to stay true to your brand's mission and values, which actually serves as a guide for your decision-making and customer interactions. And by consistently delivering on these promises, you build a strong, loyal customer base that appreciates what your unique proposition is. Now, this approach not only prevents overextension, but it also reinforces your brand's identity in a very crowded marketplace. Try to maintain a balance between meeting customers' needs and staying true to your business identity, ensuring long-term sustainability for your business and success. And this one, guys, this I also experience, and that is reputation concerns. All right. And that is a desire to be seen as the best ever that can lead to overextending in efforts to please everyone. Now, look, as business leaders, guys, how we often face the pressure to be seen as the best in our field. Now, this desire can push us to go to the, you know, greater lengths to please everyone and potentially overextending our resources and capabilities. Well, yes, though, it's important to maintain a good reputation, of course, for obvious reasons, but trying to satisfy every customer or client can really lead to unsustainable practices and a diluted focus on our core strengths. Instead of, you know, striving to be everything to everyone, we should perhaps focus on defining and, you know, excelling in our niche, right? And by clearly identifying our target market and understanding their specific needs, we can allocate our resources more effectively and provide exceptional value where it matters the most. Now, this approach not only helps in maintaining a strong reputation, but also ensures that we are not stretching ourselves too thin. You know what I mean? And also, try to set realistic boundaries and manage expectations. Communication is key here. Communicating transparently with our customers, our clients, about what we can do and what we cannot do. And that actually helps build trust and respect. It's better to actually under-promise, guys, and over-deliver than to promise the world and fall short. It will ricochet back to you. Now, the problem with the people pleasing is that, also here, it can absolutely drain your resources. Overcommitting can deplete your resources, leaving, you know, little room for innovation and business growth, leaving you fall short of your profit, I mean, your money, and quite honestly, your time. And sadly, this can also cause employee burnout. So constantly pushing your team to meet unreasonable demands can lead to burnout and high turnover rates. And this will absolutely lead to you losing your employees, you know, resigning, quitting, and perhaps worse, leaving you in the middle of a project, which could be, you know, such a disaster. And also, as I've said earlier, guys, draining your resources, which also leads to low profit margins. So underpricing services to appease clients can erode your profit margins and financial stability. And trust me, it's going to be a total disaster. Okay, now I'm guessing you're probably asking yourself by now, so how do you stop being a people pleaser? Okay. All right. For one, you start by putting you first. You have to put your business first. Now, how do you exactly do that? Okay, so the most obvious one is to set boundaries. Now, one way to do that is to set clear boundaries for your clients, between you and your client. And those could be how you want clients to work with you, and how, when you see, when you want them to contact you, when you expect their payments, or dropping your payment terms as examples. And the second one is to never and don't lowball your pricing. You have to make sure that when you're pricing work, it will be profitable as opposed to lowballing to win a new client or a project. And guys, speaking of pricing, sorry about that. Thirdly is to talk about money up front. You gotta need not to be afraid. This is what experts do. They talk money up front. And now the fourth, get really comfortable saying no. Saying no to clients. Don't go to such great lengths to make a client happy out of fear of losing them at the expense of your mental health. And guys, I really made this mistake, a few years back. And say no to unreasonable requests such as, endless revisions or, maybe pulling all-nighters. Try to say no to doing free work unless it's a cause you care about and you're happy to do the work free. Well, that's within you. And also say no to things that you are not good at and that you're not quite sure that you're going to get a good outcome for. Because that's very risky. And then, probably the fifth one, don't take on anything and everything. And what I mean by that is, don't take on any project or client. Take time to actually consider if they're a good fit or not. Stick with, work that you are really good at. And then getting good results for those clients. And then you'd be able to take steps a little further from there. And here's another good one, guys. Sixth one. Look back to move forward. What I mean by that is that you look back at your past work to remind yourself how far you've come, how much your skills have improved. This will help you build confidence. And sometimes it's so easy to forget where we started. What you have to remember is that we all start somewhere and clients get the best that you can offer where you are now in your skill set and expertise. Now, if you've been following me closely, if you've seen my website, even my social media postings, I have shown, some pics of my story and actually a full story about myself, how I started, how I built the company. Some stuff there are, some of my projects and my very first ever portfolio video for Upwork on our site. It's funnelexpertph.com. And if you saw them, you probably had a good laugh. And that's cool. I did too. And my skills vastly improved, in a short time frame. And then as you'd expect, showed a ton more improvement after being in the industry for over a decade now. Where you are now, you are not stuck forever. And if your work isn't at the level you want it to be, try to get a mentor to help you pinpoint those areas you need to work on. Try to look at other businesses, not to compare, but to see how they approach their business and why you think it's better than yours, such as one good example would be to check if they have better funnel strategy than yours, or maybe to check if they have better traffic. Maybe. If so, that's something that you can work on. When you're more confident about your work, you're less likely to undervalue your work and underprice it. So guys, I hope this was helpful to you. If you have any people-pleasing behaviors, nip them in the bud. And it will totally benefit your business. When I did it, it totally changed everything. And it changed so much, not only in my life, but with my business. And it's so amazing to come out on the other side and have respect from clients and only focus on work that you want to do and get paid more for that. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, no matter what challenges you may face, there's always a way to rise above and keep moving forward. With the right mindset and determination, nothing can hold you back. Nothing but up. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring conversations like this. This is Jameer Angelo. Until next time, peace, y'all.